Peak Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Someone told me with relief recently that gasoline is $2.99 a gallon. I was reminded of an editorial cartoon in late 2005 or early 2006 showing someone filling up before and after Hurricane Katrina. In both pictures, a guy holding a gas nozzle is looking at the pump and exclaiming, "Gas is $2.50 a gallon." Before Katrina, he has a look of outrage on his face. After Katrina, he wears a broad grin. Lower gas prices aren't enough to produce many broad grins these days, against the current economic turmoil and the widespread predictions that the economic downturn is likely to get worse than last year's. Still, the drop in oil prices is reinforcing some people's belief that oil price rises were a speculative bubble. As with bubbles, the price of oil has gone up and then back down, though only back down a bit. It looks to me like supply and demand are sufficient to explain the price fluctuations. I'm going to give you a warning. There's going to be a lot of numbers ahead. If you, like me, find it easier to follow numbers with graphs, check out my blog post on this subject at the Vermont Commons website, vtcommons.org/blog. First, let's look at the big picture. The price of oil is still high. It's selling for 6 times more per barrel than it was 10 years ago at this time, when oil sold for around $15 a barrel. Last week, oil dipped under $70 a barrel. In nominal terms, oil did not hit that price until last year. In real terms, adjusted for inflation, the record oil price before this year was set around 1980, at just over $100 per barrel. If you look at daily closing prices this year, oil prices reached a maximum at $145 a barrel this summer and dropped to under $70, a drop of more than half. However, hourly or daily prices are too volatile to show meaningful trends. Looking at monthly averages, the price drop was only about a third. So, oil is under its record high around 1980 and repeated and exceeded earlier this year. But why is it rising so much in price over the last 10 years? And why is the price dropping now? Let's look at supply and demand. Demand for oil has increased significantly in the last 10 years. And supply has remained rather flat since 2005. In aggregate, for the last 3 years, the world has used more oil than has been produced. Drawing down stockpiles made up the difference. The pinch of flat supply and increasing demand can explain the steep price rises. In the short term, the demand curve for oil products is very steep. People don't reduce their use of oil before prices jump a lot. There is little spare pumping capacity in the world, so the demand could not be met by increasing oil production. Prices rose steeply, and slowly, people started using less oil. Demand reached a trough as prices reached their highest point this summer. Prices dropped, perhaps in response to reduced demand, and for the first time in 2 years, production exceeded consumption. What does this tell us about the likelihood of future trends? Well, that's hard to say. Economics 101 arguments miss a lot in these dynamic times. Both supply curves and demand curves are shifting in ways that are hard to predict. The economic downturn means people in countries that use a lot of oil can afford to spend less on fuel. That pushes prices downward. On the other hand, both the U.S. Department of Energy and the International Energy Agency think that worldwide consumption of oil is likely to continue growing in the next couple of years, though at a slower pace than they had thought before. This pushes prices upwards. Meanwhile, production is likely to drop. For existing oil fields, the decrease is 4-5% per year or more worldwide. New oil projects are necessary just to keep production constant, and their cost is increasing. I expect it's harder to finance the new oil projects. It's hard to borrow money for anything these days. And now, with oil prices so volatile, who's willing to say that a project that is profitable at $100 or $120 a barrel will be a good investment? Decreased production would push prices upwards. Finally, OPEC is scheduled to meet this month to discuss reducing their production even more than they would have to because of depletion. If they do make the cuts, the short-term effect would also be to push prices higher. Oil prices are 6 times higher than they were 10 years ago, and it looks to me like there are more forces pushing them upwards over the next year than pushing prices lower. Whether the reduced demand from an economic downturn is enough to keep prices under $100 a barrel, we'll see. Remember, you can find graphs that might make it easier to follow the numbers here in my blog post on this subject at the Vermont Commons website, vtcommons.org/blog. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.